get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today, in episode 729, Tim and I are going to talk about the social platform TikTok and how you can use it to help grow your business. When I first told Tim about this topic, he looked at me and said, Say what?
Yeah, full disclosure, I have never used TikTok. So I've never downloaded the app, signed in or anything. I've seen the type of videos and content because it gets posted elsewhere. It gets shared to Instagram and Facebook and stuff like that. So I understand the concept and why people enjoy it. I just personally haven't used it. So I'm excited to hear David's take on this because as things go with David, where he has a million ideas, he sees TikTok and he has a million different ways that you can use it to market your business. So I'm going to be learning just like you guys are learning. So yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah. So I, much like Tim, had just seen TikTok on other social platforms. Occasionally a friend or a family member would share a video with me, and typically they were very funny and humorous, and it seemed like it was the young person's platform. You know, that was where all the kids were and stuff. And I guess it makes sense because TikTok, a little bit of history, started out as Musical.ly, not sure how to say it, but you know, that was the original platform that it was. And it was a platform where people would use it for singing and stuff. And then they would share their videos and stuff like that. And then they got acquired, they did the name change, you know, Musical.ly turned to TikTok. And I'm going to say that of all the social platforms, it's by far my favorite. And I think it's the best done social platform because of the fact that you can get very, very granular with whatever it is that you want to learn or watch. It's very similar to YouTube in that it has a depth of just about anything you are passionate about or want to learn about, you can learn about it on TikTok. And so you can search for underwater basket weaving, you know, and I'm pretty sure there's somebody blowing bubbles, weaving baskets underneath the water. But that's not really what blew my mind. That was one of the really, really good things. But the big pain point with most social platforms is user acquisition. It's really, really hard to get your users' information because of privacy acts or, you know, Facebook, Instagram, all these places won't allow you to, you know, ask for somebody's email and stuff right there on their platform without them kind of coming down on you and stuff, which makes sense. You know, they're in business. They want to control their platform. They want you to go through their platform to get to their users, even though their users are your fans, if that makes sense, you know. And it's kind of been a thing that's been sucky because Tim and I have been a part of communities on Facebook, for example, that are huge, hundreds of thousands, and reaching them, you know, has been a really big pain point. Facebook groups helped with that greatly. But, you know, if you had a business page on Facebook, for example, it sucked. Your people never saw it. They want you running ads and stuff. And TikTok, I don't know if it's because it's a foreign-owned entity, and they don't care what the U.S. laws are, and they're going to allow you to acquire users and engage with your audience on a different level, put the music that you love in the background as opposed to getting copyright stricken and deleted. And I mean, I'm sure that may change in the future, but I mean, you can put your favorite songs on your creations, on your content creation and stuff, which is awesome. And I mean, I guess I think about the artists and stuff. I think it just blows them up, you know, even more. You know, it doesn't like hurt them in any way because it just gets their music out to a much larger audience. Because I have an entire list on Spotify now called TikTok of artists and music that I've discovered on TikTok. So, and I think just the ability to set up, you know, user acquisition right there on your profile, you know, connect your email and stuff can be huge for a business and stuff. So the thing is it's, you got to learn how to create content with this, you know, and it's not as daunting and scary, but
audio-only listeners, David's holding up his smartphone.
Yeah, I'm holding up my smartphone. If you're an audio-only listener, come over and check out YouTube, because Tim and I record us recording these episodes now. We share them to our YouTube channel and stuff. So, so it's just the engagement with the users, and it just takes it a step beyond like an Instagram. And I think the platform from a searchability standpoint and the granular depth at which you can go down the rabbit hole on a specific topic is just much greater on TikTok.
How do they make money? Do they have an ads platform like the other social networks?
Absolutely. Yeah. There's ads, you know, running, like you'll watch videos, you know, on your For You page or the people you're following. You have two different pages and you choose which content you want to watch. So if you only want to watch the people that you follow, that's the only content that's going to show up in your feed. Well, that's huge from a business standpoint. But if you want to discover new content, they have the For You page, and you know, TikTok's algorithms are pretty good. You know, they are going to share content with you that you've searched and similar type kind of content that you're interested in and stuff. And they may expand upon that based on, hey, you like, you know, oranges, but here's some apples. Maybe you'll like this fruit as well, you know. And then if you're not engaging in that content, they're not showing it to you and stuff. So you have the control, you have the power, and that's kind of what I really like a lot about the platform and stuff. So I just see it and I'm loving it. It's fun, you know. So
I'm curious how the ads platform works compared to Facebook and stuff, like, because I run Facebook ads and Google ads, so I'd be excited to see what that's like. Yeah. You know, are my customers on TikTok, you know?
Right.
A good percentage are. So
absolutely. Yeah. So I have no idea how that works. I can't speak to that. So Tim, that'll be another episode.
Yeah.
So that's
I'll
it.
Go,
that's
all. I'll go join. I'll go start running some ads and then we'll do another episode.
There you go. All right. Well, tomorrow we've got another great topic, the best live streaming software to use. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on WP the Podcast.